Welcome back to Tangential Banter. My name is Ben Mowell. I'm here with my co-host, Jack Korsnowski.
Ahoy there.
How's it going, Jack?
It's going good. Went on a bike ride today after work.
Nice.
But then there was a construction site on the bike path that I had to get to, and there was a lot of debris I had to kind of climb over and whatnot. And I ended up losing one of my cleat covers on yeah, it was just one of them. But not only is it just well, great, now I have to go get another one during the whole, COVID-19 deal where the bike shops are probably got precautions and whatnot. But I had that thing ever since my bike trip. That thing, went across the country with me, and now I lost it in Waterloo, Iowa. Sucks.
That's sad.
Yeah. All the memories we had together. I tried to go back and look for it, but the amount of debris that I went through, it was quite a lot. And it was like where it was a bunch of like what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe crumbled concrete.
Yeah.
So it was like big enough bolt it was big enough blocks of it where it could have slipped down into a crevice and you're not gonna see it anymore. Which is too bad.
Would you call it Debris?
No, I would not.
No. What about?
Right, so we're coming back with episode two of season two now. It's been a while. Of course, we got the whole coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic
Yep.
going on. Now, what we did, right, because just for recap for our listeners, is we were going to hold off a little bit until we started some adjustments. But with everything going on, we figured, we're probably going to have some time on our hands.
Yep.
The plethora of listeners that we have are going to need, more podcasts to listen to. So we figured we get season two started off early with the same format as season one, so we didn't have time to make all of our adjustments. But oddly enough, you might be saying, "Well, guys, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since you released your last episode. What's going on?" And I don't know about you, Ben. I actually have less free time than I used to.
I don't think I would say that.
Yeah. The thing is, for me, and I don't know if this is just because, I'm working a lot more than I was, or at least it feels that way. And then also with the whole grocery situation, they're not restocking very well on some things, and who can blame them? So sometimes I have to go to like two or three different grocery stores to get everything that I need that I could usually get, all at one. So that's
Sure.
another thing that eats up time. And I don't know, beyond those two things, I don't know what it is, but I'm having a hard time finding free time, at least harder than I was before, which is, not very intuitive. And with me working more, I feel like this whole, because I'm working from home, a lot of people are working from home. I feel like I'm kind of getting ripped off here.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt that way with the whole work from home scenario because I'd been wanting to do it for a while. And then when it finally happened, everybody was doing it and it was mandatory. So
Huh.
kind of took all the fun out of it for me.
Nice.
But well, now that we got the COVID-19 pleasantries and chit chat out of the way, let's dive into our topic for today, which is strangers who greet you.
What's up with that?
What is up with that? Yeah.
What's up with that?
I've
Yeah.
never understand what, if it's like a part of their DNA or the way that they were raised, but it's very strange to me when people who don't know you from Adam approach you in the wild or like on the sidewalk or while you're driving and wave and make an attempt to like interact with you as if striking up conversation.
So you have the mentality of like it confuses you as well. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like a super introverted person. I consider myself introverted, but I'm not like painfully so. And I'll engage in social interactions. but there are some people who like seemingly go out of their way to like be super excited to meet strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll strike up conversations with people that they know they're never going to see again, just because that's what they do.
Which, when you think about it, it's kind of selfish, because it's just like, I'm going to go bother this person who's minding his own business and is not, you know, making any effort to, you know, flag me down or say, hey, let's have a chat if you'd like. You know what I mean? Because like a lot of times when people greet me, I can understand, particularly like, let's say at work. So obviously this is not, well, it really, this conversation really isn't a problem for anybody right now. But let's say you're at work and you're walking down the hallway and you make that, you know, everybody knows it. Like you make that awkward eye connection with somebody walking in the opposite direction. At that point, you kind of have to, at that point, it's more awkward to not greet them in some manner, even if you don't know them time.
Right.
And by that time, it's obligatory. If both people realize it's obligatory and they just kind of do a little wave or a nod or, hey, something like that. Got it. No problem. But then there's like a few steps ahead of that where you aren't looking at them. And then somebody comes by and says, you know, hey, or good morning. And it's just, you know, I look over to them and most of the time I don't react in time to actually get back. But if I do catch myself, I'll say like good morning or hey, you know, back to them. But it's, you know,
hey guy.
Yeah. There was one time when I was walking and it was like, I was walking into work and I was thinking about something like, you know, what I had to get working on right when I got to my desk. And I was like, yep. I was apparently really deep in thought because I was walking by and I heard something, but I was so deep in thought, I didn't do anything. And then like a few steps later, I realized, and like, well, I have to back up. While I was thinking and walking, I was looking down on the ground, you know, as you're walking forward, kind of sitting there thinking, maybe even muttering to yourself a little bit. And then I hear something and I think nothing of it. And I keep walking. And then it struck me that somebody said good morning to me. So then I look around and I see the guy. There was a guy who apparently walked right by me and said good morning. And I see him walking the other direction. And I can't remember if I called back like, oh, good morning, you know, just to let him know I didn't blow him off. But I mean, it's like, if you're going to start greeting people like that when it is unsolicited, you have to expect that a lot of people aren't going to reciprocate, right?
Yeah. Dude, the one that always gets me at work is there's an older guy who has, you know, kind of whitish hair. And I think he's a retiree who uses the fitness center or something. Because he's always coming out in the morning as I'm walking in. And he, like, especially when it gets warmer, he wears like cut off jean shorts and like Chaco sandals and a t-shirt.
Classic. And
he's always kind of, he's just got a weird little bit of a bow-legged walk to him. And, but I don't know who he is, but every time I see him in the morning, he looks right at me and goes, morning. And I'm like, okay. Yep, I'm still getting a grip on the world, and this dude is ready and raring to go.
But yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I can, again, if you make eye contact, I can understand it. I couldn't understand if he even did say good morning in a really peppy way if you make eye contact. Because at that point, if somebody misinterprets that as soliciting a greeting, sure, I get that. That's no problem. But when I was just walking, made no eye contact, I'm assuming that it was evident to some degree that I wasn't, you know, looking at this guy. Or then when he said good morning and he got no response out of me, I mean, that's got to be on him. I'm not obliged to return greetings. And half the time, whenever people do say good morning to me or good afternoon and I don't know them, I just want to get a reaction. Look at him dead in the eye, like obviously turn my head and look at him because I wasn't looking at him before. I don't do that specifically to avoid these sorts of situations, but just turn my head, look him right in the eye and say, what's so good about it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Just to kind of like, you know, make them go, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Maybe the next time I'll be careful about who I greet in the hallway.
Being careful about who you greet in the hallway. It's like that quote from Lord of the Rings that Gandalf tells, I think, Frodo, or no, Bilbo tells Frodo. Anyway, you know, be careful, Frodo, my lad. You never know when you step outside your door where it'll be swept off to. And it's like that with a conversation, like greet some random person in the hallway. You never know where it's going.
Or I most of the time when they, you know what, not, forget the whole what's so good about it thing. If somebody who I don't know, you know, looks like it goes out of the way, say hello or good morning or how are you doing? Like when I'm just walking there, when if I don't make eye contact with them, so if I'm just looking ahead or looking down and they say it, a part of me, I'll be honest, and I'm not proud of this fact, a part of me does just want to look at him and say, why would you say that? What makes you think I want to talk to you? I don't know you, and I want to keep it that way. If I need to know you, I will come up to you and I'll be polite and respectful. But until then, please leave me alone.
Yeah. Yep. It reminds me of when I was in college, we had this sidewalk between the dorms and the student union building that was between a quarter and an eighth of a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
I should say it the other way, between an eighth and a quarter of a mile long, and just straight as an arrow. So it started with a crosswalk, and then you walked through this long parking lot to the student union building.
Okay.
And the parking lot had the sidewalk ran between two rows of cars. So, like, normally in a parking lot, you have cars that are parked, like, nose to nose, you know?
Yeah.
In this scenario, there was a gap between them with this, you know, 4-foot-wide sidewalk. And then there were every parking space had a PVC tube in front of it as a bump post. And so you could be walking down the sidewalk, and not only are you looking directly at whoever's coming the other way, but because of the cars that are parked, it kind of blocks your view to the sides. And so you can't, I mean, there's nothing really to look at in either direction. So you can't even pull the awkward, like, oh, I'm going to pretend to look somewhere else thing, because there was, everybody knew there was nothing to look at.
Classic move.
It was either like stare down at your shoes, look at your phone, or just stare this person dead in the eye sockets the whole time you're walking toward them, pretty much. And so somebody started a Facebook group about this sidewalk and trying to establish what the social norm was for how soon you should greet somebody when you were approaching them on the sidewalk. Like if it was somebody you knew. So right. we've been talking about strangers, but like, if this was somebody you knew, should you greet them like the second you see them down the sidewalk and you might be 100 yards away, or or should you wait until you're like within comfortable, like, but outdoor talking distance, or should you wait until they're like right up next to you?
Was there any conclusion?
I do not remember. I think everybody was just like, I don't know, but it's terrible and we need to get rid of that sidewalk because it's just like so socially awkward, even for people who are friends. Cause I had one friend was very exuberant and like outgoing. And so he'd always be like, hey buddy. And you're like, you need binoculars to see him almost. And then I felt like a jerk if I didn't respond right away, but then I wasn't comfortable yelling in the parking lot. So, you know, it was like lose, lose kind of thing.
Couldn't you just kind of like wave at him though? Like give him a visual cue that you're acknowledging his greeting, but don't actually have to say anything?
Yeah, I suppose it could have probably. Never occurred to me, but yeah, that was an interesting, interesting sidewalk. But going back to the strangers piece, I feel like there are people who will almost like, you could be walking down one sidewalk on a street, they could be walking the other direction on the other side of the street, and they would like cut across to just say hi and see how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, do I know you from somewhere? Oh, no, no, just out shopping, going for a stroll.
Why do, so there's another, so one, there's the thought, right, of how awkward and just like illogical, unsolicited, unprovoked, unwanted these greetings are, but why do we dislike them so much? Like, shouldn't we, if we're happy people, or if we're just normal people, shouldn't we want to be greeted? Like, if somebody says, hey, how are you doing, or hey, good morning, shouldn't we want to say good morning to them back? Like, what's missing? Why are we so standoffish from strangers saying something nice? I could understand, right, if you're just minding your business and a stranger walks by and he just looks at you and says, go to hell. Sure, I can understand if you didn't like that.
Have you had a stranger do that?
Maybe that's what we should do. Hey, how you doing? Go to hell.
No, don't even wait for them to initiate the greeting. Just lead with that. And then everybody's like, what did I do?
Oh, see, well, we're balancing out the awkward greeting or the unprovoked greeting with the unprovoked insult.
Yeah, it's like there's a, I think it's a Brian Regan bit about nice Tourette's. You ever heard
that? Oh, yeah. I think it's been a while, but yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
So basically he's talking about how people with Tourette's are always saying inappropriate or offensive things.
Yeah.
He's like, can you imagine if somebody had nice Tourette's, like if that was the way that their brain worked and, you know, they just run around shouting compliments to everybody like, have a nice day.
You know, that reminds me of it's kind of unrelated, but it reminds me of a joke about Jim Gaffigan, how he's just like, you ever realize how, like, when you get drunk, you only do embarrassing things? You never do things that you're proud of? Like, oh, man, I got wasted last night, and I went and built some low-income housing. Which I was like, that's actually a good point.
Well, I mean, same thing. It's the element of reducing your inhibitions, right?
I suppose.
So most people, why,
look at you and me. We're inhibited from returning a nice greeting.
That's true.
But I would suspect if I've had one too many and somebody came up to me and said good morning, one, I'd either be
go to hell.
I'd shout what?
You would shout go to hell.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be more inclined to be friendly back to them. Another option is I'd be confused why he said good morning, realize that it's like 6 a.m. and be like, crap, I got to go to bed.
Because you don't drink in the morning.
Well, no, it's like you've stayed up.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
Man, if you get up and are wasted by 6 a.m., that's impressive.
Maybe
not a good.
You work third shift.
I suppose that could be.
That's what I'm hoping for in that scenario.
Hmm.
Dang, I had another thought about strangers greeting you. Yeah, slipped my mind.
Dang it.
So, what other thoughts do you have?
Well, I mean, like, the question, right? Why do we dislike? Why are we so what's what I'm looking for?
Opposed?
Yeah. Like, what is that? There's something that when we hear, you and me, and other, I'm sure plenty of other people, when they hear somebody say, you know, good morning, if it's somebody who they don't know, a stranger saying good morning, what is it about that act that we find so distasteful?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's kind of like, you know, I was taught growing up that if you approach people who are having a conversation and you weren't a part of it, that you just kind of stand there waiting, making it known that you would like to speak, but you don't interrupt, right?
Mm.
And I wonder if there's a part of it like that where you're just walking along, minding your own business, and this person who you don't know is essentially interrupting your whatever thought you have or your internal monologue.
Yeah. That could definitely be a factor. For me, the anecdote that I gave, that's exactly what happened, except I was so bloody entranced and whatever I was thinking about that I didn't even notice that he greeted me.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of bad because I feel like if somebody greets you, you have to at least give them a favorable response. But maybe that's what I don't like about it myself. Because one, I think what you just said is true, how they're sort of butting in to your daydreaming or to your, you know, pondering thing.
Right.
They're sort of breaking you out of your stride. And I think another thing is like, well, it's sort of like the great, because you said good morning, now I have to say something back.
Right.
You know, you went out of your way to give me, to do something, what's what I'm looking for? You went out of your way to give me something that I didn't want, but now I also have to reciprocate.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, so
you gave me a gift I didn't want, now I have to go get you a gift, and that's going to be inconvenient and expensive for me.
Yes. Yep.
Huh. Jim Gaffigan also has a joke about that, sort of. About how getting gifts is awkward. And
Have we made it through an episode yet where you haven't referenced Jim Gaffigan?
Probably at one point. I mean, it could be a homework assignment for our listeners. Go and listen to everything back and find an episode where I don't reference Jim Gaffigan. But Jim Gaffigan is a great comedian because he just talks about, you know, I think a lot of people would say this about a lot of comedians where they just talk about life. But Jim Gaffigan, I think I have said this before, it's like if you just grabbed some random guy, gave him a microphone and said, start talking. And the guy just happened to be funny while he's talking about stuff. So one of the things that he talked about is like, you know, giving gifts and whatnot. And he says, have you ever get a gift that you don't like? And the person just says, you can take it back if you don't like it. That's okay. I'll just throw it out. Don't give me a threat. Which is true. That's one reason why I don't like getting gifts. Is because 90% of the time it's something that I don't want. And now it's like, I never asked this. I'm never going to use this. Now I'm obliged to, one, get you a gift in return, or at least do something for you in return. Gee, thanks. And now I either have to throw out this perfectly good thing, go out of my way to try to return it while telling you that I am returning it, or, you know, meaning like you didn't do a good job picking me a gift, thanks. Or I have to find some place in my house to keep it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially, it's especially bad with like knick-knack type things. Those drive me nuts.
Can you come up with an example? What do you mean by a knick-knack?
Oh, like, for example, people know that I like Star Wars, and so they might be tempted to...
Because you have good taste, Ben.
Well, so like they'll be at Target or something and see a Star Wars... like something I would never use, but it's Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like a Star Wars coffee mug or something. And be like, oh, you want Star Wars? So I got this for you. It's like, thanks. I don't drink coffee, yeah, but you know I like Star Wars.
But I have to find a place to put it.
Yeah. So it basically has to then find its way onto a shelf or, you know, yeah, after an obligatory period, make its way to Goodwill.
Because
that's the other part, is you can't just like wait until they leave and then immediately find somewhere else for it. You have to keep it in circulation for long enough that it shows appreciation before you get rid of it. It's very, right. It's an odd cultural construct around gift giving, like what's acceptable and what's not as a recipient of a gift.
Yeah, that's another thing too about it. It's like, you gave me a gift, now I have to apply to these unwritten, I have to adhere to these unwritten rules. Yeah. I never asked this.
See, and
whatever you just gave me,
I think if I had to really nail it down, I think it's that element of a stranger obliging you to say something when you were just minding your own business, right? So they felt this bubbling up in their spirit that they wanted to greet someone that they meted someone that they met.
Nice. Been a long day, eh?
I guess so. My brain's in shutdown mode, but anyway, so they want to greet someone they met. Almost did it again. And then because of these rules of engagement, as it were, for, you know, interaction and gift giving, then I am now imposed on by their greeting and forced to respond out of politeness in some fashion, right? So it's like I'm induced to do something that I had no desire or intent to do.
And you had to do that. You have to do that as a reciprocation,
right?
To getting something that you never wanted in the first
place.
And it was all unexpected. If you knew ahead of time, hey, Bob's gonna say hey to you in the hallway, you say, oh, okay, I'll just say hey back to him. Or it's like, you know, some guy is gonna say hello to you in the hallway. You don't know him. Then say, okay. Where? Oh, just outside the cafeteria. Okay, yeah, I'll make sure to say good morning back to him. If you knew ahead of time, then you can restructure your thinking around that. But you're right. It's like when they just do it out of the blue, and you're just like, well, thanks, buddy. You made me lose my train of thought. Now I have to go out of my way to say good morning back to you. I'm wondering, is it a complete? Let's go back to the whole, you know, other responses like discussion. Is it, if we find some middle ground, is it acceptable? So let's say you're looking straight ahead and this guy's over to like your 10 o'clock or your 2 o'clock. And he says, good morning or good afternoon. Is it acceptable to just look at him and then look away and just keep going your way?
I feel like if you maybe you've got to do something in addition to the looking, like if you give him an old head nod or, you know, you tip the cap or something like that, then sure.
But do you really? Do you have to?
I feel like,
because again,
I feel like looking at them and looking away without saying anything is more rude than not saying anything.
Right, but you're not telling him to go to hell.
Well, no one's making you do that. That's probably the most rude option, or second most rude option.
But that's what I meant by middle ground.
Oh, I see. So you're still going on the negative side, but not fully negative.
Right.
Okay.
It's a neutral thing. I acknowledge what they said.
Okay.
Right. By looking at them, but I didn't say anything good back. I didn't also say anything bad back.
That's true. You just didn't say anything. Like your mama taught you, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
There you go. But the other thing is, right, I think there's a fact that we're missing out on, specifically for work. Because for our work, right, there's people switching jobs all the time. You know, a lot of internal movement. I mean, every time somebody greets me in the hallway, I begrudgingly say hey back, put a smile on my face, put my mask on, as it were. Not the literal mask. I'm not talking about the COVID-19 thing. I'm really talking about
mask.
Yeah, put your mask on, you know, put a smile on. The thing that the Joker would have really hated. And say hey back, because I might be working for this guy in like the near future with how, you know, much things move around.
Yeah.
Or at least working with him. And, you know, you want to leave a bad impression if you don't have to.
So I think I may have figured out a good portion, at least, of the reason for myself that it stirs up all of this angst. And it has to do with cultural norms. So I think in America in general, and at work for sure, there is a norm that people who don't know each other don't greet each other.
Okay.
And so if, like, you were, because what brought this to mind is you said that if you knew to expect it or knew it was coming, like, you wouldn't mind as much. And so I think that's kind of what it is there's a cultural norm that, just as a general rule, I'm not going to be greeted by people I don't know, so I don't have to think about it. Whereas if the cultural norm was everyone I don't know is going to greet me, I really wouldn't mind that either. It's the fact that I'm in a situation where I think I understand the cultural norm, and then someone does something that's outside of that norm, then requires a response from me.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, buddy, get back in your lane, you know? Like, this is America. We don't greet people we don't know.
Right. And, you know, the point that you brought up about going out of norm, but in a way that inconveniences you, is important, right? Because if we lived in a culture where everybody greeted you, and everybody, but then there was a couple of people who just didn't greet you as you walked by, you might think that they're cold or selfish or something, whatever, but at least they're not making you, or at least, you know, doing something that would oblige you to do, to go out of your way to reciprocate.
But on the flip side,
it could be interpreted that they're not cold, they're just minding their own business.
But on the flip side, where, if you lived in that culture and you were a cultural, like you were, you know, just a normal person in that culture, you probably would have already greeted them, and then you're there wondering why they didn't greet you in response, right? You wouldn't have just walked by them in silence unless you'd met them before and knew they didn't greet people.
Ah, I see your point. Because, well, you know, maybe that's why people don't normally greet in at least America, because it's like, who initiates the greeting? Because if you're supposed to greet everybody, you know, and then that means that the two people walking by are supposed to greet one another. Who initiates it? And if you're supposed to do this with everybody, coordinating that person to person is going to be a nightmare.
Well, what if it got really meta, and the fact, or the question of whether or not you greet strangers is ultimately comes back to whether our culture is oriented more around individuals or around the group. So
individualism versus,
right? Because think about it. In America, we value individuality and individualism, and
well, that's one way, bit by bit, but continue.
So that's one of the things that we value as a culture, and a part of that is that we look down on compelling someone else to act or doing something that makes someone else, that requires a response of someone else. Right. So like, okay, we go out of our way to be independent, you know, to not ask for help unless, like, even when we need it, sometimes we'll find a way to do it on our own so as to avoid inconveniencing someone else or, you know, requiring some action on somebody else's part. So that goes back to individualism. But if you look more at a group or a social society, then by greeting people, like the opposite is true. So if you were in a society where everybody was super like group minded and, you know, outgoing and greeted strangers, then not returning the greeting would be seen as selfish and bad, and right, so like, because greeting somebody else is caring about the group and you know, seeing others as more valuable than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you could really almost tie it back to that, you know, whether the culture values individuals or the group.
That could certainly be. And I think you're right that the interpreting a greeting versus a non-greeting, the interpretation of either one is going to change based on what the norm is.
Right.
Because if, like, you know, not now, if somebody walks by and doesn't greet you, you probably don't even, you or me or anybody else probably doesn't think anything of it, unless it's somebody who you know.
Right.
If it's a perfect stranger and they just don't even acknowledge your existence, I would say people wouldn't think anything of that. But if they were walking down the street and some guy just looks right at him and says, good morning, you know, they're going to think that's weird, because it's kind of, probably for the same reasons that we're talking about. Well, he says, I think that strikes on some pretty fundamental concepts that it seems like people would agree to, where it's like you're obliging somebody or they're obliging you, they're interrupting you to give you something that, you know, you never asked for. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're thinking we're not. There are other factors out there that you and I haven't touched on yet, which is entirely possible because it sounds like we're pretty much two sides of the same brain on this one.
You know, on that note, I have done some kind of informal analysis in the past when I'm greeting people that I don't know very well, like that I've been introduced to or met before, but we're not friends or even really acquaintances yet. I have found in my small sample size that if you say good morning with like a hard G on the end, it almost always ends up leading to a more awkward response than if you say something like morning and just put the apostrophe on there and make it a little bit more casual. And if you add to that, like this kind of faux exuberance of like a, I don't know, like a camp counselor or like a cowboy who had his coffee and you're like, morning. But then there's like something innate within us that just can't help but respond. And like, you kind of chuckle like you just did. And then you're like, hey, morning.
If it's comedically obnoxious, sure, because then they know that you're joking, or at least you better be joking if you're going to talk like that.
They're like, man, this guy better be joking or it's going to be a long day.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, because like if you just look at somebody and kind of nod your head, purse your lips and say morning, then, you know, it's short, it's terse, to the point. I like it. But if you say good morning, it's like you just said two words. You could have said one. And it sounds way more formal than it needs to be. What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. It's almost like, yeah. I think the morning is a way of like letting people know that you're chill, right?
Yeah. You know, it's sort of like, you know, no obligation. That's what it's telling
you. So if they reply with words or if they just nod their head or if they just kind of look at you, you've given it that freedom by being informal with your greeting.
Yeah, like if somebody says morning and you just sort of nod at them, that seems like, yeah, whatever. If somebody says good morning and you just kind of nod at them, because good morning, you're right, that does carry with it a more formal vibe. And if you were to just nod at somebody saying good morning or good morning, it seems like it's like almost unprofessional.
Yeah.
Like they up the ante and you got to meet it. If you don't meet it, then you're going to seem like a bum.
And I would say, honestly, I might go so far as to say that if you go the more relaxed, informal route, the person who, is responding to you is more likely to give you like a real thoughtful answer than if you say good morning.
Mm. I can see that. The greetee versus the greeter.
Yes.
What about, so one more question on about the how to respond or how to react to an unsolicited greeting. What if instead of just looking at them with a blank face and looking away, you look at them and then you sort of like squint your eyes and like raise an eyebrow, like what, like, you know, kind of giving him a reaction of like, what are you doing? Stop doing that. That's wrong and weird.
I'm laughing because I have seen you give that expression in the past.
You
yes.
When? Can you name when this happened?
Not specifically, but I know we've been talking about things in the past, and I'll look over at you and you've got your eyes squinted and then you raise an eyebrow. Yeah.
Oh, you've just seen me with that expression.
Yeah, but like in response to something that I've said. Not in response to a greeting, but
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. So you know the look. If you didn't know me and I'm about to walk by you, and I'm clearly not looking at you, but you decided to go out of your way and say good morning or something like that, or hey, how are you doing? And I just look at you and give you that expression. Do you think that's sending a pretty clear message of don't bother me again? But also, the thing, like, right, the thing about the negative response, as opposed to the, this, maybe I'd call it the confused response, is the negative response will make things, it almost seems like you as the greetee are the bad guy, sort of like you're retaliating in an unnecessarily hostile manner. But if you give them this, what are you doing sort of expression, I think it would subconsciously have the greeter think that he's at fault, that he did something wrong. And of course, it's like a split second thing. And that, but that's all you need, because by the time he's like, no, I didn't do anything wrong, you're already 5 feet behind the guy.
What if, you know, this person's kind of walking past you and they say good morning and you just step into their path, stare them straight in the eyes and shout, no, as loud as you can. And then,
I like that. I'll get the message across.
Just immediately step back into your lane and keep walking. They will.
I'll jot that down if I ever want to get fired. No,
they problem. Will never greet someone, a stranger, again.
Or at least they'll be hesitant, or maybe they'll be ready. You know, they'll have like their punch drawn up a little bit. Oh man, I love it. I'm gonna start doing that more often. I think I have done that where I give. I'm hesitant to do it at work, but if anybody. I'm going to try, but see, that's the thing. Am I a bad, is that not a, like a, it seems like that's just like a negative way. Even the confused look is like a negative way to react to somebody. Should we be doing that? Kind of goes back to, you know, why are we doing this? Now I'm asking, should we even be doing it at all? By which I mean, doing anything other than just reciprocating the greeting with another friend.
Have you seen the movie The Joker?
Which one?
With Joaquin
the
Phoenix.
New one? Just so you know, Ben, that one's just called
Joker.
Yes, I have.
Remember how he has the little business card that says, excuse my laughter or whatever on it? What if you just printed up a bunch of business cards that said nothing except the words, I don't greet strangers. And then when somebody says good morning, you just grab one of those out of your pocket and hand it to them and keep walking.
It seems so, that's probably even more insulting, I think, than definitely than the confused look. Because and maybe not as much as the go to hell.
Okay, let's soften it a bit, and instead of that, you could write, my mom told me not to talk to strangers.
That's pretty funny. But even then, right? Because like, it seems one, it's premeditated. Like, you had to think this through. You had to order these from somewhere. You paid money, and then you intentionally every day put these in your pocket. Just so, and you're waiting for the opportunity to use them, right? You don't put it in your pocket and be like, oh, I forgot I had those in there. It's like, no, you know they're in there, and you're looking for the opportunity.
And then that pompous, excited person realizes just how much of a disservice they've done to the world by greeting everyone that they meet.
Yeah.
Yep, problem solved.
So, people, the moral of the story is don't greet people you don't know, for crying out loud. Now, maybe if
at
it's
least
a,
not
now,
America.
Hold on. We've been talking about unsolicited greetings, or the greetee sitting there or walking there, minding his business, and the greeter goes out of his way to greet the greetee. And then the greetee's like floored, like, whoa, what just happened? These are unsolicited greetings. If you come across a solicited greeting, I don't know
hey,
what that
would you
look
greet me?
Like, but yeah, exactly.
That was the most implausible situation, a solicited greeting.
No, I don't think so, right? Because think about an interview, right? And like a job interview. They walk into the room. You don't want them just to get boom right to the questions. You want them to say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, or you're so-and-so. Yes, I am. Well, nice to meet you. You know, that's a solicited greeting. So maybe solicited is replace solicited with
expected
greeting.
Like, like you would expect a cashier to say something to you, or you would expect a waiter or somebody like that.
Yeah, those are, I guess, so solicited, probably the wrong word, the expected greeting. But yeah, so we're not saying don't greet people in general. We're just saying, like, the unsolicited greeting, just
and,
stop it.
And I would say the unexpected greeting in general, because even with someone you know, if you, like, see someone you know and you run up behind them and say, hey, how's it going? They probably aren't going to appreciate that either very much.
Oh, thanks. So not unless you make it obvious that it's you. Because it could be a stranger who has no boundaries who's doing that. And you know what? I retract what I just said. It's not that you're not helping anybody. I'm sure there are people out there who enjoy unsolicited greeting. But there are going to be people out there, such as me and Ben, who don't appreciate them. And we will have a little fun with that, with giving you potentially negative, certainly unexpected responses. And the thing that I'm not saying do it or don't do it, but I will say, don't be surprised when people react negatively. And if you're like, you know what? I'm okay. If you're like, I'm okay with some people reacting negatively, if I can greet people when I want, like, go for it, man. You understand the cost and you're willing to live with it. That's top notch.
I think I thought of the best solution. It's not particularly negative. It would require planning, but if you could just get an air horn that you carry around with you, and then someone you don't know greets you, and you just go, then you can see the look of surprise and shock on their face. And
that wouldn't work at, like, work.
Yeah,
though.
Sure.
That's the problem.
If you're, like, walking down the street in New York City or something.
You know what, Ben? I'm going to jot that one down in if I ever want to get fired notebook.
That's the second entry for tonight, so I'm doing pretty well.
It is.
Yes. On fire. I'm glad you have a notebook for that, though. It's like the guy from JetBlue that inflated the emergency water slide and then went out with a beer in each hand.
What is
this? There's a guy. I'm pretty sure it's a true story. A guy who was a flight attendant for JetBlue. This was like 10 or 15 years ago, and he had enough, and so that he quit, like, at the end of a flight, and he inflated the emergency the emergency slide, and then he grabbed two beers out of the gallery and took one in each hand and went out the door.
That's epic.
Yep. And I had a friend in college who was giving. Yeah, I know. I had friends.
No, you didn't.
He was giving a speech in communications, and he was talking about this grocery store where he had worked, and he was talking about this guy that he worked with who had like a super long day, and he was packing groceries for this old lady, and he put the bread in such a way that it wouldn't, like, he's trying to pack it so that it wouldn't get smushed by the other stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he, like, stood it vertically in the side of the bag and then was putting other groceries next to it, and the lady that he was bagging for was like, oh, no, I want it this way, and tried to readjust it, and, like, for whatever reason, this guy had a bad day, and, like, it was just the straw that broke the camel's back. So he took the bread out of the bag and punted the loaf of bread across, punted it back across into the aisle, and was like, is this how you want your bread? Is this how you want it?
Poor guy.
The guy I knew was telling the story about one of his former coworkers who got canned after that. But.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Poor guy. It's got to be bad. You must have had a horrible day at work if you're willing to punt a little old lady's
well, and I suspect it wasn't just work, but yeah. Yep. Well, we got a lot more mileage out of that than I expected. It's a slow start.
Yeah, that was a whole episode's worth. Just ranting about how we hate being greeted by friendly people.
So, if you are one of those friendly people, know that we don't wish you ill, but sometimes it would be nice if we could just mind our own business while we're walking down the street.
Yeah.
And
I think it's still an issue of or an open question about does that make
well, I would say, that? Here's what I would say. To those people who do that, I would genuinely extend an invitation to get to know me or you, whichever, and become friends or acquaintances or whatever. But just don't greet me while we're strangers.
Yeah. If you need something, that's one thing. Then definitely introduce yourself, come over and ask for what you need. I'll help you out for sure. But just a random greeting that's going to do nobody any good. We're never going to see each other again. As far as either of us knows, like, what's the point? You've just interrupted my train of thought. I now have to greet you back. You're obliging me to something with the gift of something I didn't need or want. And for what purpose? It's not even a useful experience. Anyway.
Just adding to the entropy of the universe.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. Well, it's been real.
It has.
Thanks for contributing to another episode for our listeners' enjoyment.
For sure. Well, thanks for hosting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our next one. And
have to do this more on the reg. Keep our listeners.
We need to just pick that weekly time and get back on a schedule. So let's figure that out.
Yeah, I agree.
And for those of you who are listening and have been hanging out with us, again, we welcome your thoughts and comments. If you have ideas or suggestions, or you just want to call in and be involved in the conversation, feel free to let us know.
We haven't really worked that out yet. So that's just a heads up. We might have problems doing that. That was one thing we wanted to address with season 2, but...
I think with this setup now, I think we could have guests. So we just gotta know in advance and invite them to the call, and then we can make it happen. So
do they need to have? Yeah, we'll have to figure out those logistics. But yeah, so we'll make it work one way or another.
And with that, we'll leave you until the next time. Like.